This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. The latest installation of parking meters in the busy Eastside retail district on Thayer Street near the Brown University campus has brought broad criticism of that move by local retailers. They say the meters are really hurting their business. Our guest is one of those retailers, Mr. Ken Dolgarian, owner of the Avon Theater, some other locations, along with a real estate business. And Ken, thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Now, as I recall, meters were put on Thayer Street a while back and then taken away.
Yes, about 30 years ago, the administration back then put in meters, and they realized how devastating it was, and they immediately took them out. This administration has put it back, and it's just been so destructive. We have 6 to 12 empties. The ones that remain are having a very difficult time. Some of them are off over 40% in gross sales. And the problem is that the meters and the meter kiosks, which nobody even knows how to operate, they're too confusing. You have to go to a meter box, read 6 directions, put in your credit card. Sometimes it eats the credit card. It comes out with the wrong information. You get a slip, and then you have to walk back to your car. From a practical point of view, the administration was probably sold on a bill of goods, you know, rather than vetting it out and seeing if it really even works. It doesn't work in our geographical location, where we're only 3 square blocks residential in the heart of Brown University. It makes them just go elsewhere.
Really, you can just park a short distance away and walk in.
Yes.
But how do you measure the lost business from, I guess these are mostly small businesses.
Yes. Well, you know, in having conversations with these merchants, it's just been devastating. I'll give you an example. I own Santander Bank, Starbucks, and Verizon Wireless building on Thayer Street. And Verizon told me he's going to leave. I said, well, I'm going to lower the rent because I really want you to stay. And he calls his accountant, and the accountant said, you can't stay because you're losing like third world debt. You know, a country with third world debt is just unattainable. And so he's left. And there's others that have left, like Zuzu Petals dress shop. They're there for 25 years. You know, the straw that broke the camel's back was the patrons of Zuzu Petals getting tickets, you know. And so she closed. I own the Avon Theater, and our business is off. How can you go to Andrea's, have dinner with your wife, go see a movie and say, honey, I got to feed the meter. How is that sustaining? And I think one of the problems with the administration is that they have to do a forensic audit on what does it take in and what is the overhead? You know, what is your real net on income and what are you losing on the right side of the ledger, which is you're losing the 1% sales tax to all the restaurants up there that are off dramatically, 40 to 70%. You're losing the tangible tax from the city. Inventory tax, that's what a tangible tax is. You're losing that because you can't get an inventory tax on empty stores. And then you have developers that will come back to the administration and say, I need a lower assessment. And I understand that they need to increase revenues. I say cut your expenses, zero-based budgeting, cost line item reductions, and increase the tax base. What's increase the tax base? You got Allen's Avenue, bring in developers, boats, slips, condos, waterfront.
You're listening to The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Mr. Ken Dolgarian. How do things stand with the Elorza administration? Have these points been brought up?
Yes, they have been brought up. We did an online petition with AvonCinema.com, and we have over 3,500 signatures in just 4 weeks. We have a petition that went out to 80 merchants on Thayer Street, 80 signatures.
Now, there were suggestions to put parking meters on Hope Street and on Wickenden Street, but merchants' associations kept that from happening.
Yeah.
How were they successful and you folks have not
been? Well, because they, first of all, they were arbitrary, just putting them up small numbers at a time. And they said that we have studies that say that having turnover helps. And that is not the case. We have iconic destinations, and we've been around our operations and holdings 75 years. They decimated it in 6 months. And when you have a destination place where you're bringing your children and you're having a little bite to eat, or you're going to a movie, or after dinner, the children, I want an ice cream, Dad. The daughter says, can you get me a dress before I go back to school? You know, you're there 3-4 hours. You're spending $200-$300. And that's what made Thayer Street what it is. It's bustling. It's a destination place to shop.
Now, of course, Brown University is directly adjacent to Thayer Street. And, of course, students don't have to drive to go to shops.
Yes.
But how has the Brown community responded to this parking meter issue?
You know, they're probably politically sensitive. You know, they have not articulated. And it's a very good question. But what is more academic is that you have many merchants that employ a lot of people. I think there's going to be more to follow with people that are hopeful and it's unsustaining and they can't meet payroll and they can't meet the rents. And you're going to have more that will fall unless these things are taken out immediately. These patrons for Thayer Street, they've already found a new place. It's very difficult to rebuild patronage back to the location.
Would you accept longer parking times? In other words, leave the meters in place, but instead of having to feed them every couple of hours, there would be maybe a 4-hour time.
Yes, it's a very insightful question, but ultimately it will not work. And I'll tell you why. If you go to Starbucks for a $2 coffee, you have to walk up a block, you know, to hit these meter kiosks, and the minimum is $2.50. So now you paid $4.50 for that coffee, you know. Look, there are other geographical areas that maybe it does work. That's not my concern. But with Thayer Street, it's been like this for 100 years. It's always bustling. Everyone's doing business. We can afford to pay, like myself, I pay over $200,000 in property taxes on that street. But this, I think this was short-sighted if someone actually did a forensic study on Thayer Street to see what the income is, the net income. You know, I honestly don't think the numbers work. They're empty. Those restaurants are empty up there.
As we wrap up, any other points that you would
like to make? I'm just hoping that if the people that are listening love the Avon Theater that's been around since 1938, they want to see that flourish and survive, not close. You know, I mean, I'll subsidize it to a point, but, you know, it's just, it's unsustaining. And you can't be silent. You can't be silent. You have to have a voice, take action. Send an email to the mayor and let him know nicely that you made a mistake. You know, it was an experiment that didn't work.
Okay, Thayer Street retailer and parking meter foe, Mr. Ken Delgarian, has been the guest on This Bottom Line. I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.